striking that balance is extremely important, at least for me, to make sure that, hey, some days are going to be better than others. Some days you're going to be the bug. Some days you're going to be the windshield. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge that it isn't always fun, but I can guarantee you, you will be gratified by the journey and the experience, and you will be more fulfilled. We all have a value, be it big, small, to globally, or just to a niche group. Trust the value that you bring and stay true to that value, knowing that, one, it will evolve. And what is your value today is not necessarily what will be your value tomorrow. It will continuously grow as you grow as an individual. But trust the value that you have. The third thing I'd say is build relationships. Consistently think of relationships not with the guise of I'm going to need something in the future, but build authenticity with the individuals of whom you're working with and the relationships to make yourself better. Be patient. Your journey is your journey, and what you know today will change tomorrow. Be open to the learning experience in that, and you'll realize along that journey, you'll come out with a lot more clarity than you went in with. Consistently building upon how can I be my better self? What risks, in a very safe way, can I take to really extend myself from a business side? Mm-hmm. And that was to start Roadsmith. The second piece behind Roadsmith, and it aligns to the first, is I wanted to make sure I had an impact on people in a way that I felt personal gratification, where I was not stuck in a box of what I was being defined by through a company or a title, but really authentically being able to contribute in ways that I found impactful to those of whom I was working with. Mm-hmm. In that context, it afforded me an opportunity to really establish Roadsmith in a brand that reflected my own experiences, while also my own personal values, to be able to contribute in a way that I would not have been able to do otherwise.
I really like that, because it's kind of like you gave yourself a little more freedom to be your most authentic self, essentially, by, you know, breaking those titles and barriers that kind of restrict you from being your fullest potential. So I really like that.
Yeah. And it feeds into the previous conversation that we were just having around, we get caught in a box of trying to follow what everyone else is doing. Yet, where's the focus on ourselves and our personal gratification and striving for our life? The book is really about transformation. And the intention is a book about individuals being better. And that being better really means taking steps in a guided fashion for readers to independently just transform who they are, inching closer to realizing the person they want to be. It really offers, in the context of self-help, redefining what our pattern of meaning and purpose is, of which taking action is only one part, but really fostering an environment of thinking and guiding readers to experience personal change in a new way. And it really places an emphasis, as we've just been talking about, really on who you are, the environment, and what you want to achieve prior to making any action. Because when you get to the action part, you're already there. I've already thought through it. So this book offers that guide in being able to move people forward in a digestible way that replaces anything that's related to an immediate impact that can't be sustained.
This book is something that I think for all of our listeners who are big into the human potential movement and personal growth, they're going to love it.
I'll start off with the idea of capabilities, that we are building a foundation of which to use to transform not only for today, but also for tomorrow. Recognizing that our stories are constantly evolving and changing, sometimes with and without our own knowledge or acceptance. So it's the reason I start off with capabilities. What's the reason we're doing that? If passion is our driver, let reason hold the reins, because our reasoning is driving towards our what's our priority, what's our direction, what are the white lines that which we are playing in. As we think about changing and our story, it's a very personal journey. Once we hear the details of success, it's hard to distinguish it from defeat. well, we often see just merely the end result. We don't necessarily or hardly see the journey. It's the failures. It's the late nights. It's the making decisions and balancing of where do you decide to put your time in one place versus another. It's the emotional toll that one feels going through it when they've put in all this time with very little result or little to show. We don't see that. We don't, and even if we can see it, we for sure cannot feel it. We can appreciate, but appreciation for what someone is going through is a lot different than when we go through it ourselves. I tell you, when I was writing this book, you know, it was truly an experience for me to actually live by my own words that I was actually writing, because it did take an emotional toll of me to actually put the words on paper and actually send it out, or even to say it out loud so that someone could offer judgment to it. And that was truly a growth moment for me to make a choice of, I thought I had come so far, but yet that moment of, in this case, writing the book and doing the audiobook really afforded me a chance to say, I have an opportunity to move forward. And this is another instance, and I have a choice, right? I mean, it's like I could say, no, I'm not going to do it. And that would be perfectly fine and no one blink. But now, if this is really what I want, now that also comes with other consequences. And this discomfort is probably the right place I need to be. There's a quote that I like from a book called The Prince. And it talks about when we hear the details of success, it's hard to differentiate it from defeat. When I hear that and I think about redefining success, it's really saying that gives us like an anchor to say, if I don't do this, then I have failed, then I'm less than. And when people go across this journey of change and transformation, we just anchor on, oh my God, I didn't achieve what I said I was going to do. I didn't lose those 8 pounds. I only lost 3. I didn't fit into what I thought I was going to fit into, or I didn't achieve that job title. And then we get down on ourselves, or what I've seen people really start to beat themselves up and hold themselves and anchor on to something that, quite frankly, is going to weigh them down. But it's about the progress. And that's where it gets into, as I alluded to, and even you spoke to as well. And that is that year from now. How am I living a year from now? What's the job and what am I doing a year from now? And not being restricted to a box that someone else has painted for me or that I painted for myself.